Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Illuminations Podcast. I am your guest host for today. My name is Sonia, and I am the founder of Illuminations. We have a very, very special guest who I've known since we were kids. I have witnessed her talent and passion for music and singing for as long as I can remember. And seeing her live her dream and being famous for it makes me so, so proud. And I'm so happy to have her here today. Please welcome Sheena Melwani. Sheena is a media artist with roots as a singer and songwriter. With over 9.3 million followers on TikTok and 1.7 million followers on Instagram, she uses new media technologies and popular music to influence with a positive spirit, in partnership with The Real Indian Dad and currently living in Boston. Her journey has been nothing short of incredible. She's an absolute inspiration when she shared her story with me on how it all started from being a stay-at-home mom in Boston, raising two beautiful kids. I could see how such a special story it was. She is an absolute inspiration. And more than fame, accolade, and recognition, Sheena has managed to stay so grounded in her roots, true to her values. Her story involves divine timing, manifestation, aligning with your passion, believing in yourself, surrendering to the universe, and knowing it's never too late to follow your dreams. And Sheena, I felt like everyone needed to hear your story. So just tell us how it all started.
First of all, thank you for having me. What a special introduction. I have to remind myself sometimes that that's actually my story. I sometimes feel like I'm living somebody else's life. Timing is everything. Timing is really something that I've learned to just accept and appreciate and know that the universe knows better than I do. I took a lot of time home with my kids. When I stopped to have children, I thought I would take 6 months off. I thought I would just pop them out and go back to work. And I, 6 months after that point, it just didn't seem right. It didn't feel right for our family.
Of course.
So what started out as 6 months actually turned into 10 years off.
Oh, wow.
10 full years. I had my son, and then we followed a few years later and had a little girl. And I got to do really cool things with the kids. I got to be home with them. I got to teach them fun things. I got to take classes with them. And it felt right for us.
Right.
But there was always something missing for me. Yeah. I grew in different ways as a mother, as a wife, as a woman, as a human being. But there was a part of me, that musical, there was something in there that just was not fed.
Yeah.
And I'm always talking about how I can grow and what I can do. And at that point in my life, it was like, maybe this is just not the path for me.
Right.
And my husband said, no, what do you mean that's not the path for you? That's what you're meant to do.
Of course, you're so talented and, you know, you've loved it.
I've loved it. And I come alive when I sing, right? There's something in me that speaks to not people, but people's souls.
Right.
And it speaks to my soul, more importantly. That's where I literally come to life. And so I had set this deadline. Okay, when my daughter starts kindergarten, I'm going to go back to work, whatever that means.
Right.
And it was, who knew I was going to figure that out? But I gave myself enough of a buffer. Mm-hmm. And she started kindergarten. And I said, okay, let's take a minute. Let's understand what does social media look like now? What does the internet look like? It was very different from 10 years before.
Of course.
So I started thinking, okay, I'm going to post covers of things. I'm going to understand what Instagram is, what Facebook is, what TikTok is. I didn't even know what TikTok was. It was just this app that kids used to use to dance, you know? So I was trying to figure it out, and then the pandemic hit. And all of a sudden, I said, oh, I guess that's God's way of telling me that this is not it. I'm done.
Yeah.
And my husband said, what are you talking about? This is God's way of telling you to jump in head first. Everyone's home.
Yeah.
Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's on their computers. Everybody's scrolling, and they're home and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So what we did was we turned on the computer. I went live and I sang for whoever was there. I did this live concert.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. Yeah. My friends, my family from all over the world joined in, and they would just shoot like song requests at me. And I was like a human jukebox. And I would sing whatever they wanted to hear. And we just kind of all got through it together those first few weeks, those first few months. And it was still just very small and intimate. Mm-hmm. And one night, after I had finished one of those live concerts, I had the camera recording, and my husband didn't know that it was still running. And I said, okay, I'm just going to record a little content for tomorrow. And there was this song that was pretty popular at the time. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You remember that
yes,
song?
Yes, yes.
And from the back, he didn't know that I was filming, and he said, false. I sang, you'd come over and you'd stay the night. And he said,
of course,
that's a horrible idea. If the world was ending, who the heck would come over? Why would anybody come to your house if the world was ending?
Yeah.
And he just, and I wasn't laughing, and he was wondering why I was so serious and why I was just plowing through my song. And the more I kept singing, the more he kept like jumping in, and he got more aggressive and just funnier in his comments. And finally I burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And he finishes his rap by screaming, close the windows. And I was like, what are you doing? And what ended up happening was we had this really funny and cool and authentic piece of content.
It was very authentic.
It was very authentic. Yeah. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was not scripted. It was not planned.
And you didn't even try. That's no. You were just doing your thing.
We were just doing our thing. And that's how we are at home.
Yeah.
We were just being ourselves.
Yeah.
I sing, and he is just this beacon of lightness and humor. Mm-hmm. And COVID was a really hard time for so many people, including us. Mm-hmm. And what we tried to do in our home was just keep that lightness. And so we were just doing that.
Right.
And so we ended up with this really funny piece of content, and it didn't feel like it belonged on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was too short for YouTube. And my brother had been telling me, you guys gotta get on TikTok. People are so funny on TikTok. People do this dumbest things and the funniest things and the craziest things, and but they're just themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I threw it up on TikTok, and it went viral.
Viral as in?
Like hundreds of thousands of views.
That's crazy.
And people were loving it. They loved the dynamic. They found it to be such a cool concept.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, this is a cool, funny fluke. Like, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Like a one-hit wonder,
yeah,
you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually had a bet going in our family. We had a small group, my brother, my sister-in-law, and you know, my husband, some friends. We had this small group on WhatsApp, and it was like, which one of us is going to actually put a TikTok up that's going to get more than like 50 views? We'd get to like 53, get really excited, and it would die.
Right.
Somebody would get to like 78, and it would die.
Yeah.
And then when we put this video up, we had this bet going, like, who's going to cross 1,000 views yeah. first? And this video just like went crazy. And so we're like, is this a fluke?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
happening? Should we try again? And we tried again the next day or 2 days later. And even that took off. And what we realized over time, we kept doing it. And what we realized over time was it was tapping into two really cool art forms, two really cool strengths, both music and comedy.
Right.
Joy. There was this aspect of like family and right. togetherness. And
it just
was
making people laugh, you know, at a time when a lot of people were struggling with their mental health.
Right.
A lot of people were struggling to, you know, this whole real understanding of the unknown, this fear
right.
of the unknown, really.
Right? Including us.
Yeah. yeah.
Including
yeah.
us. You know, and it gave us a lot of joy, and it gave us some purpose. It gave us something to do while we were all in lockdown, and it gave us something to look forward to every night. It was a way for us to spend time together.
Yeah.
And we just kept doing it. And the more we did it, the more we grew as a team, as people, as just in this concept of what we were creating on social media, we learned
yeah.
and it just started from there. That was really the moment of takeoff.
Yeah. I know I was having a conversation, you know, with you just the other day, and you know, a lot of people have this perception of Instagram or like social media being very negative. It's, you know, Instagram isn't real life. People portray a certain image. But when I was speaking with you, I realized that you guys actually use this platform to spread so much positivity, so much joy. And there are a lot of things that you guys do that people actually don't even know about. And you told me a couple of stories, and I felt it was so heartfelt. And I know it's really intimate, but if you could just share with us a little bit about that and, you know, the kind of, you know, people you work with, or, you know, yeah. just a few inspiring stories in your space that
Absolutely.
You guys have come across.
Absolutely. So, you know, I know that there is this juxtaposition of two thoughts when you're on social media, right? You have this, what you see, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily what's actually in fact happening, right?
Right.
What we do is we try our best to bring our most authentic selves.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. Sometimes I'm wearing makeup, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
Some days I look like hell, and some days I don't. Sometimes I'm sick and he'll just whip out a camera and like mock me. And there is this lightness about it that we like to try to bring to the table. You know, right. I'm not always super happy, but I can try and find joy in those small moments.
Of course.
I remember this one day that I was like really irritated because I was jet lagged and he was jet lagged, but he was also working. And I was so irritated that I had to get up and I had to be a grown up and a human being, and I didn't want to. And then he pulls his camera in my face and I'm like, I don't want to film. I'm annoyed with you. And he just started this rant and I started laughing. And it's like, I thought about not putting it up because I was a little irritated. Then I was like, no, but that's real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's, people need to see that, because really we don't necessarily always know. And the messages that I've gotten from people really highlight the fact that they enjoy that the most.
Right.
They enjoy seeing that other people can live normal lives.
Yeah.
It's not all perfect. I'll open up a discussion on my stories and I'll say, tell me how you're feeling. And we talk about mental health. We talk about all these things. And we have a platform where we can really pay that forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really, I can't even remember all of the stories or the communications that I've had with people, but some of them are really heartbreaking. You know, people have really struggled a lot. So wherever, if we can send them a little sunshine, if we can make them a little video to wish them happy birthday, to give them a little encouragement through a hard time, we try our best to do it. You know, I know that it's hard to reach everybody, but we do try.
That's amazing.
I think in one instance in particular, the one we were talking about, we were very fortunate to receive a gift that we were able to pay forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it for the accolade. I didn't do it to tell anybody. We actually didn't post about it on social media at all.
Yeah.
But it was just to pay forward and spread a little sunshine and spread a little positivity. I feel that this platform has allowed us, it's opened a lot of doors and it's allowed us a lot of cool experiences that people get to see. And sometimes I'm like, I'm fortunate enough that I can have that experience again next time.
Right.
But I want to give it to somebody else. So take your kids and go and enjoy this on our behalf, or take your,
paying it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Some days I'll buy, you know, an amount on Starbucks and I'll just put it up in my stories and I'll say, here, go buy yourself a coffee today on me, wherever you are in the world. And our audience is global. So I try to do things that people all over can appreciate, you know. We've done concerts where we've gifted like just things that we've gotten to people that join the concert. We do fundraisers for nonprofits and things like that. And I think that that's what it's about. We have this platform. How do you pay it forward?
And that's what I love about you guys. And, you know, and in our conversation the other day, we were talking about like New Year's resolutions. And I've known you since we were like literally kids.
And do you want to tell everyone how long ago?
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Well, we were pen pals when people actually wrote letters to each other.
I know. And, you know, and it's amazing, you know, because you're exactly what, you know, who you were 8 years ago or like when we were kids. Like, you've been so, you know, normal about everything and unfazed. And it was so cute to see like everyone on the streets at the Dubai Mall just trying to stop you and take a picture. And I'm like, this is Sheena.
Exactly.
It's just Sheena.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's amazing how you guys have managed to stay so grounded.
Right.
And so back to New Year's resolutions, you were telling me, you know, and I felt that really resonated with me. It was something really special that you said. If you could share it with the listeners, that'd be really nice, you know.
Sure. So I have two New Year's resolutions. I'll tell you both of them.
Okay.
The first one was to be quiet. I spend a lot of time talking. I spend a lot of time laughing. I'm very vocal. I have a big presence on social media as far as my space is concerned, right? So it's to be quiet, because that's when you can really understand what's happening around you. You take everything in. The second is to stay like on one level.
Neutral.
Grounded. Neutrality is like huge for me, because
unfazed.
I like to think that I can try my best to remain unfazed, but that neutrality, I think there's some really, really amazing experiences that we've that we've had the privilege of having over the last few months.
You've won a couple of awards. I don't know. Please share with our listeners all that you've achieved. Firstly,
well, you're so sweet. I sang the anthem at the field, this amazing field in Massachusetts. It's called Gillette Stadium, and I was able to sing the national anthem for a Patriots game. There were 65,000 people there. Wow. It was incredible. The people were screaming, and when people are screaming and cheering for you and that kind of energy, that can go to somebody's head. Right. You know, you can start believing, yeah, of course, I'm the girl that sang the anthem. Do you know who I am? But I don't feel like that's beneficial to anybody.
Right.
It's not beneficial to me because I lose the importance and the value of what it is, this amazing experience that I'm being given the opportunity to experience. And also, it's not doing justice to any of those. The reason that I'm there is because all of the people around me.
Right?
So that high, that's not my high. I get to be on the receiving end of something, but I try not to make the highs feel too high. That way the lows don't feel so low.
Right.
That neutrality or that feeling of balance, I think, is the most important thing because you don't lose yourself in that chaos. Yeah. I don't want to get lost in the chaos.
Of course.
And so my visual for that is like if you see a fire, like a blazing fire,
yeah,
you know, the orange and the yellow, the flames going everywhere. I almost imagine myself that little blue, I don't even know what it's called, but at the center of the fire. I want to stay that calm and that balanced and that grounded.
And that's where you can really express your truth and your, you know, and your values of who you really are in your songs. And
yes,
and that's come out in a lot of your music as well. And, and that's really, really amazing to see. So what is one advice you'd give to people who are working really, really hard towards their goals and dreams, but really struggling to get there?
Trust. Just trust that the universe knows that the time will come when it's right for you. You have to put your effort in, but you also have to just trust that the universe is infinitely wiser than you are. And the other thing is be yourself. Be unapologetically yourself. I just feel like the more I am myself, the more life gives me.
Right.
You know, and the more I make connections with people, and they're real connections.
Right?
You can have these amazing conversations with your friends and the people around you only when you choose to be yourself.
Yeah. If and I'm, you love yourself and believe in yourself as well. And
absolutely. And I haven't always believed in myself and I haven't always loved myself, but I've always strived to find that centeredness, you know, and I think that's the most important thing is if you are unapologetically yourself,
it just shows.
Yeah. And that's what people are drawn to, I think.
I think
that's
so
what
too.
People, that's what brings people in, and that's what makes you also enjoy that process. Yeah.
That's your energy, and that
exactly, and that, exactly,
that attracts.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you wrote a song about happiness.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. I sent you a message and shared it on my Instagram actually a couple of months ago. And of course, you're such a talented, you know, powerhouse of a singer and a songwriter. So before we leave, I would love if you could share
absolutely
a little bit of your voice with the audience.
Absolutely. I would love to. And can I share the story? Do you know the story behind this song?
Please share.
So I am a mom of two. Mm-hmm. And I was home with my kids, like I told you. And I think I had a little postpartum after my daughter was born. And I think that a lot of women, they're afraid to talk about that. They're afraid to share those stories. They're afraid to be vulnerable. They're afraid to open up, right? And I didn't even necessarily know what I was going through. And my kids, don't get me wrong, I loved being home with them. I loved the time that I got to spend with them, but I was also really sad sometimes for the person that I had lost, the person that I had left behind, that person that sometimes felt a little invisible, you know?
Right.
And one day I was feeling kind of particularly low, and I was watching this movie. It was a documentary called 5'2", and I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. It's a special on Lady Gaga. It's sort of like 6 months or a year in her life.
Okay.
And here is this woman is living this incredible life. She's a musician. She's a artist. She's a, I think she's got her own makeup line. She's a businesswoman. She's just a force to be reckoned with, right? And I'm watching her and I'm seeing all the amazing things that she has accomplished. And here I am, you know, I'm sitting at home and I can't sing and I can't share my voice and I can't share my passion with people because I'm home with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I made that choice. I wasn't depressed about the choice, but I was kind of mourning the loss that I had had.
Right, right.
And just at that same moment, my kids who were in the corner playing by themselves, they started laughing, giggling about something else that was happening. And I looked over and I said, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know.
Why am I feeling sad? Yeah. Look at them. Look at these lives. Look at this joy. Look at this incredible energy that I'm missing out on because I'm feeling sorry for myself. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And a lot of moms go through that, actually.
100%. And that's why I wanted to share this story, because it's totally normal. And it's not something that you necessarily even have control over. You have to get help. And I had a really great support system, and still I struggled. You know, so that afternoon, as my kids were napping, I sat at the piano and I wrote, another mark on the wall, another 2 inches taller. I watched the years go by. And she's living her dream. Look at all she's achieved. But can she even breathe? And there was a scene in the movie where she was laying on a bench, mm-hmm. and she was in physical pain, actual physical pain from the stress and from the stress that she'd put on her body, right. and the emotional stress and all of it. And she couldn't even breathe. Mm-hmm. Two beautiful and different lives. How do we know if we've got it right? You just have to find your happy.
Wow.
And so as I was sitting at that piano, I wrote, find your happy, be your happy, live your happy, love your happy, smile your happy, laugh your happy, live your happy, love your happy. I am happy, you are happy, we are happy, you gotta love your happy.
I think I want to cry. That was so beautiful, Sheena.
Thank you.
That is such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for sharing your inspiration. If people want to, you know, learn more about you, if you could share a little bit about your music and where they can find you.
So you can find your happy.
Of course, you can find you on Instagram and TikTok and find your happy.
So actually, this year was a huge year for music for me,
right.
Because I lived out this amazing dream of mine that I've had for so many years. You can find me on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time I'm saying that live like this. You can find me on Spotify. Find Your Happy is there, along with a few other songs that I released this year. But apart from that, you can find me at Sheena Mawani everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Spotify.
Yes, yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really, really appreciate it. All my love, and wishing you all the very best for everything that's to come your way.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.